Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. As Churchill Downs prepares for the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby, there are a number of events that lead up to the greatest events in sports. Churchill Downs Communications Director Darren Rogers says excitement's beginning to build.
Fabulous time of year for us. All eyes are on Louisville, Kentucky on the first Saturday in May and really throughout the entire week. And, the Derby, it's so special. It's the world's premier horse race. And I'd say it's America's most extravagant and glamorous springtime sports party.
Rogers says festivities actually began on Tuesday with an autograph session featuring past Triple Crown winners.
Tuesday is Champions Day, and it's a day we like to recognize some of the legendary people from past derbies, and this year we're going to salute the connections of past Triple Crown winners. Bob Baffert will be on hand, jockey Mike Smith, Victor Espinoza. Then you go back to the 1970s with Steve Coffin, who of course rode Affirmed, and John Cruguet, who rode Seattle Slough.
He knows Thursday of Derby Week has also become a special day.
It's Thurby, and that's really become almost the new locals day here in town. We had north of 50,000 people out here on hand on Thursday of Derby Week last year. A lot of bluegrass, a lot of food, bourbon, cooking demonstrations, has a great feel. You get to see those Derby and Oaks horses parade in the saddling paddock as they school for the upcoming races on Friday and Saturday. It really has become a special, special day.
We'll have more in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise, or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families, and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Churchill Downs Communications Manager Darren Rogers says Kentucky Oaks Day is always a popular event for the fillies.
The race is now worth $1.25 million for those three-year-old fillies. It's the sister race of the Derby. Big horse to meet this year is Bella Fina from out in California, but there'll be 13 rivals lining up in the starting gate. The Oaks Day, don't forget to, if you're headed out here, don't forget to incorporate pink into your wardrobe. We'll be doing a celebration of women's causes and the Survivors Parade, which was instituted about a decade ago.
He notes that Kentucky Oaks may be the unkept secret of Derby Week in Louisville.
We have about 125,000 people on hand.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.